Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
Right now, farmers are bearing the brunt of the tariffs. Our commodity crops in Iowa, in general, about a third are exported. So trade issues are really important, and they're really hurting the price right now.
That was Iowa Farmers Union President Aaron Lehman. A new poll by ABC News Washington Post yesterday looked at how Americans view the president's stewardship of the economy, as well as trade negotiations with China. The results were largely partisan, but among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, the more people are concerned about the trade war increasing prices for food and other products, the less they approve of how President Trump is handling his job. Within that group, those with price worries approve of him at 58%, but his approval rate is 90% for those who aren't too concerned about price increases. Adding in the other political parties, Trump's overall approval rating is 38%. On the ground, though, farmers worry about their own survival, as well as the cost of goods.
It's the nature of farm markets to kind of go up and down. Even in the best of times, there's a lot of volatility in prices for farmers because of supply and demand issues. In addition to that, though, there are fewer and fewer companies that control the markets that we sell into.
For smaller agricultural operations, trade negotiations have a much greater impact. Those policies can dictate whether it's possible to sell crops at prices that compensate for farmers' time and resources.
We need a different approach with trade, with multinational corporations. They have a pretty good voice at the table in those agreements, but ordinary farmers do not.
And while trade is an important factor in the role that government takes in farmers' lives, there are other measures Lehman said Iowa farmers would like to see taken by politicians.
They need to articulate a comprehensive vision for rural America. What should each of these individual policies be building us toward? What do we want to see out of a strong rural America?
Many of the candidates for the Democratic nomination have been more vocal, pushing their visions for rural America through policy plans. These include topics like rural infrastructure, access to health care, economic development, and conservation. Here's Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan's vision that he shared with a small group of folks in Nevada, Iowa.
And I will tell you, as Democrats, we're going into rural America, and we're going to go with an agenda, and we're going to get these farmers on our team. And we're going to rebuild the downtowns in these small little towns, like the one I grew up in, and we're going to say everybody matters.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.